C+27. McKinley Dwyer Hospital, Colorado Springs, Colorado. In an otherwise empty waiting room, Dan sat in dejected silence with Clark and Tara. There had been no news beyond what Tara had been told in the ambulance, namely that things didn't look great for Emma. Trey Myers, who had accompanied Timo to another nearby hospital, glumly reported that Timo was currently in surgery and very likely to lose his right arm and require extensive skin grafts elsewhere due to bearing the brunt of the razor-like shrapnel ejected by the small IED on the underside of his chair. As bad as things were for Timo, and as much blood as he had lost, there was at least no suggestion of any serious threat to his life. No medical staff had said anything out loud about the severity of Emma's injuries, but between Tara's report from the ambulance and the initial look on Clark's face at the scene, Dan thought the outlook was bleak. He tried to ease his mind by falling back on the logic that a head knock bad enough to kill someone would do so right away, but he didn't know enough about this subject to convince himself of anything. A muted TV, mounted high on the waiting room's wall, displayed the headline, "Carnage in Colorado Springs," alongside a live report from the scene. No one could bear to look at it. Time was a blur, marked only by the obnoxious strobe light effect of a perfume commercial which ran on Blitz News every 15 or 20 minutes. No one else entered the waiting room until shortly after this ad's seventh airing, when Clark saw someone approaching the automatic doors behind Dan's back. Clark, facing the door, told Dan who was coming. "It's the doc." The answers as to whether Emma had woken up and whether they could see her soon would come before a word was spoken. For all they knew that someone delivering this kind of news could wear only one of two expressions. When the door slid open and Dan McCarthy turned to glance at the doctor's face, he saw the wrong one.